This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 575, It's a Sabotage. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We are also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures from pops to dorbs, rides to mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA2017.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros, and with me I have Toasty. How you doing, Toasty?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
Doing much better. And we have Fandeth back with us. Glad you can make it this week.
Oh, hi. So, are you still having mute problems?
Okay. So here's the thing, okay? So, the stand that I have my mic on, the screw for it is smaller than the one on the bottom of the Yeti.
Oh, okay.
So, it comes with a thing that is kind of like an adapter, so that you put it on, and then it gets drawn to the proper size. That seems to have somehow become too loose for some reason. So, my mic is very floppy, for lack of a better way of describing it, on the stand.
That's what she said.
Anyways, I had pressed the unmute button, but when I pressed it, I had pressed it, but it instead of pressing the button, it moved on me, and the button didn't get pressed. So I had hit the button to be better, but it didn't work for me.
That kind of makes me think of my water tap where the pressure was super low, and it ended up being there's a pin that you push to like stop it from flowing, and then you let go and then it starts flowing again. Well, that pin kind of gets stuck a little bit, and so the water doesn't come out as well, so you have to take some pliers and pull it out to fix it. So weird.
I did some attempts last week in the pre-show to make things work a little bit better, but it didn't work. So need to either replace the adapter or replace the stand. I'm not sure which one yet. But yeah, so that's why there was some early show muting there. Sorry.
No need to be sorry. I haven't listened to all of last week's show yet, just because things have been a little busy at times, but I had started listening to it. I got through the first 20 minutes or so, and yeah, there was one or two longer than usual pauses.
Yeah.
But it's understandable. I mean, even for forgetting to unmute it, that kind of thing happens, but it's just unfortunate to have to deal with something slightly faulty as well and not really even know.
Yeah. Like I can feel it, and you can hear it when I'm like, it makes a lot of noise when I move it, so I try not to move it during the show.
Yeah.
But need to work on that. But yeah, so that's why that was good. Like I said, good to have you back there, Fan.
Good to be back.
Glad you can make it this week.
Yeah.
So how's your couple weeks in WoW been?
I haven't really been playing a whole lot. I've been trying to catch up with sleep here and there, and yeah, I don't know. Like, I started playing before the show today, which is fun. I missed playing. I haven't raided for a couple weeks now, just because having a couple nights away from Hannah and Haley is, it just feels like it's a little much. Doing the one night for the show is fine. I'm good with that, but any more than that, it feels like it's kind of encroaching on being too much. But that will change in time. And then, I don't know, I sneak off and play a little bit here and there, but sometimes I just want to go to bed at a respectable time instead of running away, so...
Sleep. Who needs that?
Right?
What's going to bed at a respectable time? First right? of all, what's a respectable time?
midnight? That's respectable.
Oh, that's too early.
Nah.
What time do you get up for work?
Me?
Yeah.
Like 5.
Okay. All right.
Usually in bed by like 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm a grown up. I make my own choices.
Absolutely.
Beer and pie.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, Toasty. I'm beginning to understand why you sound tired every time I talk to you.
It's because he doesn't like coffee.
I don't like warm coffee. I get iced coffee every now and then.
I don't like hot drinks.
Yeah. Hot drinks are not my thing.
Disappointing. Hot drinks are the best.
No, I'm that crazy guy who's going to go out and grab an iced coffee when it's minus 30 out, or a Slurpee.
Yeah?
You're the one who keeps us a Slurpee capital of the world. Gotcha.
I have to say, within the past week, I went out and grabbed a Slurpee for Hannah. She wanted a Slurpee. I'm like, as you wish.
Good policy.
I generally agree with that policy, yes. So, Toasty, how was your week?
It was a pretty quiet week, honestly. Just did some raiding, cleared Antorus, you know, no big deal. It happened. So yeah, Antorus is completely cleared for us. We got, we almost cleared it on Tuesday. I think our final wipe on Tuesday was something like 4%. It was a stupid low amount. We even pulled late. We did one final pull later than when we normally end, just because it was so close for us. But in the end, we can get it down. So on Friday, we went into it. Had to grab a pug tank just because our normal TK tank had some real life stuff come up, and we one shot it. So yeah, yes. So now we're 11 of 11 normal, and I believe now we're 3 of 11 heroic. We got Dorothy Annihilator, I think that's the name of the boss, the big Fel Reaver thing. We got that down, we got the Hounds down, and did we get High Command down? We might not have gotten High Command down now that I think about it. It's gonna bug me now. Let me see. Let's see. I'm gonna look at the logs. Oh no, we only got the 2 bosses down on Heroic, so we're 2 of 11. They got Growthy Worldbreaker and Fellhounds down. I think the lowest we got Antoran High Command was, oh, Warcraft logs doesn't actually tell me. It says no. It only tells me, yeah, I don't like it gives me a little bar thing, but it only tells me the percentage for the last wipe.
Oh, wow.
So the last wipe was at 53%. Yeah, there's a lot more to handle on High Command in Heroic. And the damage is pretty high as well, so we're having trouble dealing with that. But I mean, we still made progress throughout the night, so it's not like we're beating our heads against a wall for that. It's just refining execution and all that other stuff. So we're making progress. I feel like at the rate we made progress, we'll probably get it down this week, assuming no issues with attendance or whatever. So here's hoping. Now that we've gotten Argus down on normal, I'm hoping that normal clears on Tuesday is just a thing that happens now. What else happened? Oh, I got a 960 Titan Forged cape from Heroic. Yeah, nice. I was super stoked about that, and then I remembered that my cloak is one of my tierce pieces, and the rest of the stuff, the rest of my gear, I don't really have a good alternative for it. Mm-hmm. So, because I have some of the other tier pieces from the previous tier, just in case something like that happened. Like, I keep all that stuff. So swap stuff around and all that. I didn't have good alternatives for those specific spots. So, long story short, I'm still wearing a 915 cape while I have a Heroic Titan Forged piece in my bag. It feels real good, guys. I'm very happy about that.
So what you're saying is that you're looking forward to the no-tier bonuses coming in the expansion.
Yeah, very much so. Like, I didn't think I'd... it's never been a problem for me. I never really noticed that kind of stuff. Until, you know, Tuesday. Or Friday. Until Friday, I didn't notice that. Yep. Felt great. Super thrilled about that. I also found out, just by tooling around with some of my stuff, because I got the Netherlight Crucible... I got some new relics, so I threw those into my artifact weapon, and I went to the Netherlight Crucible, and the best thing that I wanted to get out of my second tier was available to me on both my new pieces. So it's like adds 500 haste and 500 movement speed. I got them on both of those. So my standard walking speed is 119%, which I really enjoyed. And then I found out if I equip my legendary boots, like Stride of Aggramar or whatever, I think is what it's called. It's the plate boots that give you bonus movement speed. If I have those equipped along with those two tiers, with those two talents selected from the Crucible, I have a walking speed of 160%.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, 160%, that's like first tier riding, right?
I think that's 150. I could be wrong.
Either way, I feel like I'm moving as fast as some mounts, some of the lower level mount speeds. Just walking, and I'm okay with that. but that was about it for a while. I didn't do too much outside of raiding, just because lots of real life stuff this weekend, and recovering from real life stuff. Sunday was very much a I'm just existing today kind of day.
That's a thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I spent Sunday hungover. I said I spent Sunday hungover.
Oh, for me, it was just, like, I got home from the Christmas party at around 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow!
So, you know, not just because I was hanging out with my friends, with the people on my team, and we were just talking at one of their houses, and then I went home. Like, yeah, conversation happened really easily on Saturday night, and those are the kinds of nights I love. But yeah, that was my week. Cleared normal. I'd say that's a pretty good week.
Definitely. So, my week in WoW didn't do much at all, to be honest. Basically just done the basics, really. Did a bit of advancement of the quests in Argus for a character, so they're now all... They just got to the second portal place on the top part of the map. can't remember the name of it, but I think they're like 3 or 4 quests from completion there, and then they'll unlock the extra stuff. Not the first additional follower thing you get, or the troop thing you get, but the other two. There's the Lightforged one, and then there's also...
It's like Void stuff too, right? Isn't there? Isn't it Void stuff?
I don't know. Yeah, the Void ones. Yeah, there's Void ones, and there's a Lightforged construct one that you can get as a troop. So they'll unlock those two, as well as the quest with Illyria, where you see her become Fel and such.
Void, not Fel.
They're Void, yeah. Sorry. We have lots of Fel elves, but not a lot of Void elves. But yeah, really didn't do too much. Was very busy around the house. Had a Christmas dinner with my family on Saturday. My sister and her kids came over. And then yesterday had a baking day with a friend and her kid. So it was a lot of fun. But it took a lot of effort, a lot of cleaning. Definitely wouldn't do it again on the same weekend. Because it was basically like, as soon as everybody left on Saturday, it's like clean, 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 get all the dishes done, get everything put away, so the kitchen is then ready for the next day when we're baking and then having dinner here. So yeah, it was a lot of work, but it was very rewarding. It was good. I enjoyed the weekend. Just would have been better to have it 2 separate weekends. That's all.
Yeah, I guess it's that time of year where we're spending lots of time with friends and family, right?
That is the theory, yes. Just need to make sure I have the time and energy, because it was a lot of effort, but it was worth it for me. I enjoyed it.
There you go. That's all that matters.
Yep. Yeah. So that was kind of my week. Just basic stuff and doing house stuff and Christmas stuff. Before we get on with the rest of the show, I do want to make sure everybody is aware. There will be no episodes of the show recorded on the 25th or the 1st. So next week's episode will be the last episode of the year. And then we'll be back on the 8th with the next episode after that. So that'll be 577 will be on the 8th of January. So, and then the week after that is... this anniversary.
Wow.
Really, really did not time the anniversary of this show very well, because it's like right after Christmas. But they released an expansion that at that point, so it's not my fault. But yes, it is the how many years is it? 10 years. No, 11 years.
11 years. We did 10 years this previous year.
Yeah. Oh, that's a long time.
Sure is.
So, that said, let's move on to our newest sponsor. Our newest sponsor is the folks over at Funko. Now, we've talked about some of the awesome stuff they have in their shop. Now, they did just launch a new one very recently. And I kind of want to talk a little bit about that, because I'm really excited by that. So they started up a Star Wars store, and it's really, really exciting. It's really neat that they have decided to do this, because I am always very excited for Funko to promote some of the other stuff they have. When I decided to have them as a sponsor for the show, it was very much... with a mind to, you know, I want to promote some of this cool stuff that I have been paying attention to and been a fan of theirs for a very long time. But it's not always easy to do that. Their store didn't always have the good stuff, but now they have the good stuff. Just looking at their new Star Wars shop, some very, very fun, very neat Funko products. This is to tie in with Last Jedi, which is coming out in 4 days now, 3 days from now. They have the ability to subscribe to the Smuggler's Box for Last Jedi. You can get Funko's from The Force Awakens, from the classic Star Wars, like R2-D2. You can get stuff from Last Jedi, Rey, Kylo Ren, and so on. And these are some of the ones that are exclusive to Funko. You can't get those anywhere else. I definitely recommend checking it out because it's a lot of fun. Do you guys have any of the Star Wars Funko Pops?
I think I have a Darth Vader one.
I don't think I have any unless I got one from you. Oh!
I'm pretty sure you both have one from me.
Yeah, is it the Yoda one that I got from you, or the...
Well, you got Yoda from me, but, well, okay. Your household got Yoda from you. Yes. I'm pretty sure that Hannah got the Yoda.
Yes, that's right. And I have another one from you. I can't remember what it was, though.
I think it was Darth Vader and Han, maybe? I have for Star Wars. I haven't actually looked at my shelf in a while just because it's inconveniently placed.
Huh.
Oh, I can't even see it from here. Darn. Oh, there's Star Wars stuff there. I know that. Oh, I know. I have an R2-D2 one, too. Because, yeah, from the episode, I guess now it's 6.
It was always 6, but okay.
No.
Okay. Well, if you guys out there listening to the show are interested in some really cool Star Wars Funko products, from bags to pens, they've got some Dorbs rides. They've got really cool stuff. Check it out. The link to the Star Wars shop is bit.ly/ATAFunkoSW. It's ATAFunko, FUNKOSW. And check it out. And maybe, you know, if you feel like it, if you want to, you know, bring a Kylo Ren plushie to The Last Jedi with you, or, you know, wear a BB-8 purse, definitely recommend getting in touch with Funko and getting that ordered right away. Ooh, I know a certain little fanling that would love to have this little Wicket plush, I think.
Oh?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's a Funko? Oh,
a
plush.
It's a Funko product, it's a plushie.
It's
Wicket from from episode 6.
She might be able to actually see it now.
Yeah, they got some really cool products. Definitely check it out. That's again bit.ly/ATAFunkoSW. And we thank Funko for sponsoring the show. All right, what's going on this week?
All the things, everything. I think the thing that jumps up to me the most is, what's today? Today's the 11th. So, Saturday. Oh, I thought it was earlier in the week. So Saturday, December 16th, is the beginning of Winter Vale. And that starts, like I said, the 16th, and that runs to January 2nd. As far as events for, like, weekly events for this week, there's the Arena Skirmish Bonus event and PvP Brawl Gravity Labs. I still want to check out Gravity Labs. I haven't yet. I say it every time. It should be fun. That's really it, though, for this week. Yeah, that's it.
Cool. All right. So let's move on to our news, I guess.
Okay, so to start us off, the Race for World First began last Tuesday, and we have the usual suspects making their way through Antorus Mythic. So, currently in first place for the World First race is Method, who is currently sitting 10 of 11, and then we have Exorcist, Limit, Memento, and Style War, who are sitting at 10 of 11. So those are the top 5 guilds. There are actually now 18 that are 10 of 11. Unfortunately for me, the guilds that I root for regularly, Fat Shark Yes and Big Dumb Guild, have not... Fat Shark Yes is 10 of 11 now, but sadly... Big Dumb Guild is still 9 out of 11. I believe in you guys. You can do it. Get to it. Come on. I'm not going to lie. It was looking like this Mythic World First race was going to be over pretty quickly because those kills were getting racked up really fast. Like, I think we were talking on the Tuesday and some of the guilds were like just blasting through everything. As expected, Argus seems to be presenting a lot of problems for people. But I think, especially now that they're going to be spending a whole reset on it, I think we're going to see the end in the next week.
Yeah. It could be that it's overtuned as well, like slightly overtuned as well.
I mean, that's always a possibility.
But I guess we have to see if there's any patch notes for tomorrow, where they're talking about removing an ability or nerfing something.
Didn't they say that they were going to do tuning passes at this around this point?
I believe so, yeah. I remember reading something about that a couple weeks ago.
Raid tuning or class wanted... tuning?
Maybe both.
Because I think the class tuning would have happened for the last reset before the Mythic stuff started.
I thought they wanted to get that in after they had Mythic pull, after the Mythic race started.
Oh, okay. I'm wrong. I feel like usually they don't want to mess with it to mess with what people have. So, like, if something gets a small little buff and then people kill that boss that main that character, then that makes it not super fair.
Yeah, I was wrong. Looks like the Mythic the class tuning went out last week with the release of Mythic and Horus. So, as I'm going through the stuff I had here and that, yeah. So the Mythic tuning happened last week already, or not the Mythic tuning, the class tuning. There were some changes.
All right, moving along. This is a story, and I'm honestly baffled. I know that it is very prestigious to be in a very high-end guild doing raiding at the top levels. I don't get why somebody would do what's being said here. So, a member of the raid guild Limit has stated on Twitter, saying, "We have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt their fifth main healer used spoofed links to send sent to his co-healers to scrape their IP addresses and then DDoSed a healer, forcing him offline to get a raid spot for himself. Can somebody explain to me why in God's name you would feel the need to do that? Like, are these spots that coveted?
I mean, to the right people, to the right audience, absolutely. I mean, they want to be part of that race, and Limit is one of those guilds that's knocking on world first. They're 10 of 11. They're third in the world right now in Argus. So there's a real possibility that they could nab that kill and come out on top. They've had a while to learn the fights and yeah.
Limit is a lot of the people in Limit are not. Yeah, I think it's a lot or a bunch are like ex-Blood Legion members when they were pushing progression really hard. Blood Legion doesn't push the progression race really hard. They're just like a more casually hardcore guild, meaning that they raid top tier, but kind of just take their time, but still kill the raid or clear the raid before the reset, so they get the my brain sucks. Oh, ahead of the curve. They continually get ahead of the curve on Mythic. So Limit is a lot of the people in Limit used to be the Blood Legion team.
Blood Legion aren't they the ones who made a bunch of the community managers at Blizzard shirts with the names on them our first year at BlizzCon there?
Yeah.
Okay. Just trying to remember if I was bringing the right people. That's all. Yeah, just, like, this seems like a very extreme step to take just to get a raid spot.
Yeah. And, I mean, that... Oh... Who killed was that? Yeah. That guy could... That person could have just gone and joined Big Dumb Guild and helped them out. Because they're on Illidan as well. And, I mean, they got the coolest name ever. Except for Fat Shark Yes. Fat Shark Yes is a far superior guild name. But they're on EU, so it's kind of tough.
I mean, looking at the WoW progress list of progression guilds, I mean, I can see why the want to do that came up for him, and why he felt that he had to do that in order to continue, like, being on the roster. Because, I mean, look at the top 20 guilds on this list. There are 4 US guilds. The rest of them are EU, China, and there's 1 Oceanic server. So, you know, if... Yeah, there are not a ton of North American guilds that are hitting the content at that pace and are real contenders for nabbing that world first. You know, I understand why he did it, but I'm not condoning it by any stretch. That's kind of a dick move. Just screwing over someone else because you want to get in there. There are other ways to do it. I believe that somebody would be willing to do it. I just can't believe that somebody actually did it. And it sucks, and he's pretty much ruined his chances of... Or he or she have pretty much ruined their chances of progressing at that level again. Because now they're pretty infamous for doing this.
Oh yeah, like no raid guild's ever going to let them back in.
Yeah. No. Yeah, exactly, and that sucks, but... You know, you reap what you sow, right?
Yeah. You have to take your punishment. Especially when you make that choice. Tell us about the changes coming to Alduar there, fam.
Yeah. I didn't look at this note. So, I'm really sorry, you guys. Because it is part of time walking. Or going to be part of time walking in 735. Well, that makes sense. The Wrath of the Lich King time walking, because it's part of Wrath of the Lich King.
I can talk about it if you'd like.
Sure, I'm so sorry. I dropped the ball on that.
Alright, so, in 735 there are going to be some major changes coming to Ulduar. Not so much in terms of mechanics and all that other stuff. It's more like it's changes to the difficulties and the achievements relating to Ulduar. So, currently in live, Ulduar is split to 10 and 25 difficulties. But come 735, there's going to be one difficulty. It's going to be, like, the flex thing, I believe. Ulduar looks that way. So, within this single difficulty, any gear that was previously dropped in 10 and 25 mode will be able to drop in the new Ulduar normal. And looks like Ulduar only supports a normal difficulty now. At least that's the way it's looking in the 735 PTR. So I know what you're thinking. How's that going to work with the achievements from Ulduar? Right now there are currently 2 meta achievements for Glory of the Ulduar Raider. One for 10 and one for 25. That's going to be condensed into a single meta achievement called Glory of the Ulduar Raider. And once completing that meta achievement, you'll be awarded both the Reigns of the Rusted Protojake, which is the reward for 10 man Glory of Ulduar, and the Reigns of the Ironbound Protojake, which is the reward for the 25 man meta achievement. So, hey, one achievement, 2 mounts. I'm not going to argue with that. I'm pretty sure if I mash the two together, I'm pretty close to getting the meta. So I might wait a little bit.
And it looks like they're keeping Herald of the Titans, which is awesome, because I really want that.
Yeah, I've got a level 80 just in the wings still. It's my Fire Mage, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And I want to get it. Herald of the Titans is still around. They've slightly changed the wording of the achievement, because everything else changed in terms of loot, so and that achievement was very dependent on, like, what you got for loot and what you used for that.
So the wording of the achievement is now: defeat Algolon the Observer at level 80 without anyone in the raid wearing weapons, shields, or offhand items higher than item level 232, or any pieces of armor higher than item level 226.
Okay. And before, the wording, I believe, was without wearing items that you can get higher item level than what you can get within that instance. So, like, 10-man Old War, which is the 232 weapons and the 226 armor. Interesting. I guess they're being specific about it, so that because it's all going to drop the same loot, or
exactly, well,
it's going to drop loot from both. Huh.
And another thing with Ulduar, this is not changed specific to the normal mode of Ulduar. This is specific to the time walking version, where you'll be able to receive item level 930 loot during the event. So if you want to tackle that at a more relevant power level, or just looking for another chance to grab some stuff that looks cool, you'll be able to go through Ulduar during that event. So that's cool. I think I grabbed all the transmog items I want from Ulduar, though. The only thing I want from Ulduar now is Mimiron's head.
Mm-hmm.
Will that still drop in time walking?
They didn't specify. I would imagine so.
Okay.
But Mimiron's head only drops if you do no lights, right?
Right.
So, to have a time-walking raid group do no lights would be... they'd have to plan that, and it's so easily trollable by sending the guardians down.
Right, but I mean, okay, like my experience with time walking raids is just with Black Temple, obviously, but we walked in there with a preformed group each time.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So I would imagine that Ulduar is going to be along those same lines. So it's going to be with a preformed group, which would be easier to organize and arrange to do no lights.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely correct.
So, I mean, yeah, there's... I don't see why not. I'm pretty sure Warglaives still drop from time walking. I might be horrifically wrong, but it's just, yeah. So, there's a chance that we'll still be able to get Mimiron's head. I wonder if we'll be able to make progress on Valinir.
Huh. Yeah. Be interesting.
Yeah. Guess we'll find out when 735 comes around.
Absolutely.
Can't. So I wonder if they're going to do like a time-walking ICC as well. Probably not, because that's the same expansion.
Yeah, then they'd have to either work on a rotation or make both of them available.
Oh, I think somebody at BlizzCon did suggest, or did ask them if, due to the fact that they are, there are so many time-walking raids and dungeons now, were they planning to go in and make that, make it like there's two at a time instead of just one?
Oh, okay.
I think the answer they got was not planned.
It'll be a more relevant question as we get more and more, because, you know, next thing, the next set of time walking we're going to get is going to be what? Okay, so we just got Mists, right? So we'll have Legion time walking, or not Legion, Warlords time walking with Battle for Azeroth. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to run out of weeks. I don't know what they would do. There are definitely a lot of popular raids that people want to have available for time walking. ICC being the other one. I honestly can't think of which one in Cataclysm they would pick. Maybe Dragon Soul? Because, you know, Dragon Soul was fun. I loved Dragon Soul. It just lasted forever.
I'm not a fan of Dragon Soul, just because at the time I was running that like 12 times a week.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see why you wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah. My memory is not working well at all right now. Is there time walking for Classic?
No.
I know we had the Molten Core raid, but that wasn't time walking. And that was just a one-time thing for the anniversary.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting to see time walking for Classic.
Which raid would you take?
Oh, man. Do, like, old school ZG? Like, OG ZG?
OG ZG.
I enjoyed that. But although, I think that... I couldn't even tell it. Oh, you know what? Since Nax went away, that would be a good one to bring back for time walking. And then you could even possibly get the tier items from there. And
Corrupted Ashbringer.
And what's the Valinir? No, not Valinir.
Atiesh?
Atiesh, yeah. Wow. My brain is just not working at all tonight. Yeah, that would be... I think... Oh, man. But there's so many raids that were so much fun. AQ40, AQ20. I had lots of fun with those.
Oh, man. Doing AQ40 now, I mean, that's a big instance.
It is.
There's a lot of just...
But there's
walking.
Scarabs that you can run around on.
Here's a funny story. So, remember how for the unicorn mount, we had to go through AQ?
What's the unicorn?
That puzzle mount that came with this latest patch.
Oh, I didn't know that. Spoilers.
Oh. So, anyway, at one point we had to go through AQ. I remembered about the scarab mounts, like, on my way to C'Thun. Like, I was walking up into C'Thun's room.
Oh no.
And then I remembered that the scarab mounts were a thing. That sucked. A lot. All that time, I could have been just running around, making it faster, but nope. I'm heroic leaping on cooldown and charging to mobs like that are far out of range, just that are far but in range just to make traveling faster. Yep, that sucked. And the other sucky part is I still didn't get the last Karaji mount that I needed. And I think I just need the red one. Yeah, I need the red one still. And nope, that one didn't drop. You think I would have clued in and remembered that those mounts existed when I was just leaving them with whatever mob they dropped with. But no. Oh well. I would have to go back there again. Unless I want to get the red one.
I think I've got them, because when I went back it like far outpowered them, sorry, to the point where I could solo them, they were... Yeah, I think I got a lot of the ones there. It was totally not fair.
For the mobs?
I remember how sought after those mounts were back then, and I really felt kind of bad that, like, I was just cakewalking through the place.
And just leaving them on the corpses because you already had it?
Yeah. And I trashed most of the stuff that, like, people back, you know, a few years earlier would have been killing for, and willing to, I don't know, DDoS somebody for, I guess.
That wasn't a thing way back then, dude.
Yeah, apparently that's a new thing, just being a complete jerk.
But hey, that's the nature of MMOs, right? What was once highly coveted is just vendor trash, a couple months later.
And, you know, one thing, like, running stuff like that, assuming you have bag space, can be pretty lucrative. BOEs to sell, or even... epics and stuff to just vendor. You can make some decent gold out of there. Not as much as, like, if you score really good on the auction house. But still worth something.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that That AQ is definitely a very large, large instance.
It was long, too.
Yeah. And now you can fly over it. It's funny. Alright, let's move along, shall we?
Alright, so Old War's changing in 735, but the WoW team is also going to be seeing some changes. Actually, it's already seen some changes. And it means we have to find somebody else to blame, because Celestalon is moving on from the WoW team. He's going over to Hearthstone.
Well, I mean, we still blame him. We just have to blame him for something new.
Now, do I blame him for Hearthstone stuff? Like, I'm not sure what exactly he's doing with the Hearthstone team. I don't think it said there. No.
He's a new card. Didn't say what he was doing. He's just a card. That's all.
So, his battle cry is give all minions everywhere purple plus +3.
Huh.
I don't know what that means.
No, I don't know either.
I mean, I know the purple hair is his thing. What is purple plus +3? I don't understand. Is it 3 purple hairs? Is it 3 applications of the color purple? These are the questions that we need answering, Celestalon. And now I'm going to harass you for that. Except I didn't actually harass you for anything for WoW stuff, so that's kind of moot. Anyway, congratulations, Celestalon. Good luck with your new team. And I'm looking forward to seeing who we end up having to blame for stuff. I don't think that's been announced. I don't remember seeing anything.
Well, we could blame Kavax, or we could blame Nath. I mean, there's still lots of people to blame.
Yeah, but they're just... They're community managers. I can't blame them for that.
Okay, blame Ian.
His Twitter says, initial game designer on Hearthstone.
Okay. Oh, so I can't blame him for Hearthstone cards. All right. I'll think of something. No, I won't. I don't play Hearthstone that much anymore.
Wow. 5-1 Jets. Nice.
Yeah. I think that pretty much covers it for news this week. Oh, no, wait, no. I lied. There's one more thing.
Liar.
I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Okay. Maybe.
I mean, it's not WoW. It's not really WoW news.
Well, we were, dude. We were just talking about Hearthstone. This is a segue, man.
Yeah, it's WoW. It's WoW adjacent.
I feel it is more than just WoW adjacent. It is very WoW connected, personally. But that's just my opinion. So Hearthstone, in their patch today, added a new card back, and it is the Battle for Azeroth card back. I think it looks really neat. I especially like the animated version, because I think it really is very representational of what we're going to see in WoW in the expansion. What do you guys think?
I think I'd have preferred 2 card backs, one with the full Alliance treatment and one with the full Horde treatment.
I'm just happy the Horde's in the right place, on the bottom.
See, but now we're setting the Horde up for a classic. Started at the bottom, now we're here.
Man.
And it's sad that I'm referring to that as classic, because it's not very old. It's just... yeah.
I see.
I do enjoy the flavor text for this card back. War is a terrible thing, although highly profitable for both red and blue flag makers.
That is pretty funny.
But, it's interesting. Like, what does that mean about how quickly pre-orders are going to come?
Well,
because I feel like this is a pre-order tie-in. Or, not necessarily a pre-order tie-in, but a tie-in for buying the Digital Collector's Edition.
I don't think that's going to be the digital goodies for the Collector's Edition / Digital Deluxe. I would want to see what else they add in to other games. I mean, they don't necessarily have to have all of this, the digital goodies in at the beginning of the pre-order, especially if they give access to stuff as the carrot, additionally to the digital goods being available. There was some really good theories by actually somebody that we follow, or at least some of us follow. I think most of us do, but Broxamar, he's a YouTuber from a Twitch streamer, sorry, from Winnipeg here, and he was actually at BlizzCon the last couple of years. He had some theories on when we might see different phases of Battle for Azeroth, and he made a tweet back in the summer, giving a bit of a prediction, I guess, of what he thought be the timeline of when we would see things. Now, his tweet gave some, I guess, some interesting timelines. He did point out that two of the timelines he gave were pretty easy givens. 7.3 preview at Gamescom, which did happen, I believe. An expansion of BlizzCon, which once we knew it wasn't at Gamescom, we knew it was coming at BlizzCon. He predicted Alpha for November, which, yeah, didn't see in that. He did additionally suggest that in it was on the 12th of November, so about a month ago now, he did suggest that the pre-order for Battle of Azeroth might be late January, and might include early access to allied races. I don't know that I agree with that idea. Early January seems too soon, but I kind of would have expected that. Is too soon or too late? Because either it's too soon, as in they would probably want to do it closer to the release of the expansion a bit, but then again, we don't know what the release date's going to be. Or I would have thought they would have wanted to do it like right after BlizzCon to get people, you know, pulling in their pre-orders for Christmas. Because I know I wouldn't mind do you want a Battle for Azeroth Deluxe Under the Tree for Christmas? Here you go.
Have they said that the Allied Races are part of the expansion, or is that going to be available without the expansion? I feel like it would be available without the expansion.
They said that we could be able to make progress towards unlocking the Allied Races before Battle for Azeroth comes out. They haven't said whether. I mean, it's being advertised as a feature for Battle for Azeroth.
Okay.
I mean, it's specifically on the Battle for Azeroth page.
Yeah.
So I would assume that Allied Races are would require the Battle for Azeroth license to be on your account.
Actually, that makes sense, because upping your character slots as well.
They did. Now, Rode did point out last week that Demon Hunters were advertised as a part of Legion, but were made available, granted, you know, not terribly long before Legion officially released, provided that you had pre-ordered it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a possibility.
That is true. Okay, I could see pre-order being a requirement for that, or like owning the license. Yeah, I agree with you. Did you guys click on the link for the animated version of the card back?
Sure did.
It's pretty sweet.
That's awesome.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's nice to see a relevant card back. I feel like sometimes the card backs don't really make a lot of sense to me, but they do.
I'll be honest, I haven't paid attention to card backs in a long time. The last card back I use, the only card back I use is the gnome one. Just because I like it. I've unlocked other ones since then, but I just keep using the gnome one.
Yeah, I don't know what what my card back is right now. It's been a fairly long time since I logged in the other day. I got a legendary for one of my three packs of kobolds and catacombs.
Yep, that was a guaranteed legendary.
From packs? Or the one you got from BlizzCon?
You're guaranteed a legendary in your first 10 packs. Plus you were given a legendary class weapon. I think. I know I got a legendary class weapon when I logged in. I can't remember what that was a part of now.
Yeah, I got an actual like legendary in my pack, one of the three free packs they gave me.
Oh, okay.
Which kind of blew me away. Happily, but
yeah.
I did not get a legendary from the packs. I don't think. I might have. I don't know.
Well, I guess you're just not special enough, fan.
Shoot.
Did you guys?
Red Zian said he got one too.
Did you guys play much of the new Hearthstone mode at all? The Dungeon Crawl?
No,
not yet.
That was a lot of fun.
I did download it from my phone since I have a lot of space on my phone now.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I haven't actually beaten it yet. I've come close, but I always misplay something or miscalculate around the... I think the farthest I've gotten in is 5 bosses. But it's a lot of fun. And, you know, it's free.
Yeah. Free is good. Alright. But let us move along, shall we?
Yeah. Yeah, now we're done. Now we're at the end of the news. So, I'm going to talk about our second sponsor, which is the great folks over at Audible. You can get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. So, for the next couple of weeks, I decided to go with a theme. Because, hey, the holidays are coming around, so we're gonna play you guys some Christmas and holiday-themed books. So, let's get this first one on the road.
Nicholas and Joel looked behind them, trying to see who had fired the arrow, but there was nothing but pine trees. "It must be the hunter," said Joel. A week before, they had found an injured moose with the same grey-feathered arrow sticking out of it. Nicholas had made his father help the poor creature. He had watched him gather snow and press it around the wound before pulling the arrow out. They kept staring through the trees. A twig cracked, but they didn't see anything. "All right, Christmas, let's go," Joel said. Nicholas hadn't been called that for a long time. Back in the old days, his father used to joke about and have fun. He used to call everyone nicknames. Nicholas's mother was Sweetbread, even though her real name was Lilia, and Nicholas himself was nicknamed Christmas, because he had been born on Christmas Day.
So that was A Boy Called Christmas, written by Matt Haig, narrated by Stephen Fry. I read the summary of the book, and I'm really enjoying the premise of it. Basically, it's about a young boy named Nicholas, nicknamed Christmas, who travels to the North Pole to try to save his father. And he finds elves and a whole bunch of other stuff. So I used my credit on that because I didn't... When I went out of my way to go look for Christmas stuff, I didn't think there'd be a book that I'd find that I'd actually want to use a credit on. But yeah, I used a credit on this one because it sounds really interesting. And I think I'll be listening to this after Harry Potter.
Awesome.
But yeah, you can find titles like that or, you know, pretty much any other genre that you can think of over at bit.ly/ATA2017. And if you go there and sign up, you'll be able to get your first month free and you get a free audiobook with that. So, you know, free, again, can't argue with that.
Well, you can, but then you're ungrateful.
Yeah. And yeah, thanks Audible for sponsoring the show.
Absolutely. Alright, so our question of the week from last week was, what path will you take on your quest to level cap with level scaling? The first reply is from Skylance, says, any of the darker zones first, Silverpline and Duskwood, Fellwood, then Plaguelands. For 6080, it's all Wrath, yay for skipping BC. Stormpeaks and Icecrown need to be done again. Next, Twilight Highlands, then Dreadwaste, to finally finish them after all these years. Stoked!
And Red Zian said, most likely we'll level from Dunmoreau to Lochmodan to Wetlands as Alliance as I haven't done that since Vanilla. Then maybe Teldrassil to Darkshore to Ashenvale to Stone Talon Peaks to Desolus to Fairless for the same reason.
And Frasley says, not sure on my level 1 to 60 range, as I usually vary it anyway. I will probably spend more time in lower zones. I think I will go to Northrend once I hit 60, as I want to spend more time in those zones. And yeah, I would agree with you. Northrend had some fantastic questing and some great stories, so can't blame you for that.
Well, you can, just to be silly to do so.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. So, next week's question is, when do you think we will get the alpha for Battle for Azeroth? What do you think, Fan?
July 13th.
The alpha?
All right. okay.
No, that's not a serious answer. Alpha for BFA. I don't know. I really don't even have a solid guess for that. I'm going to go with January 25th.
All right. Toasty?
Okay. January 12th.
Okay. I'm going to say February 1st.
That's not fair. They can't do that while I'm gone. I say that. I'm bringing my laptop with me.
Well, I mean, in fairness, there's no assurance that we'll actually get into the alpha.
Yeah, that's true.
That is unfair.
Why? That's not unfair.
It's unfair because I want it.
Oh.
It's unfair because I want to. It's about... Alpha's fun. But there's a lot of spoiling yourself for release.
Let's be real here. We do a WoW podcast. Spoilers are kind of inevitable, right? Or am I the only one that thinks that way?
Snape kills Dumbledore.
What?
I don't know. I don't disagree with you.
All right, that's all I needed. You didn't disagree with me, therefore you're agreeing with me.
Correct.
Take what you can get, right?
Yep.
50 times.
Yeah. I just think that February 1st is a good day. But we'll see. I mean, they could announce it and release it by like the 15th of January. Once everybody's back from Christmas and New Year's breaks, it's pretty much open season right there.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, that's why I picked it. So, yeah, of course I'd agree with it.
All right. So, I think that's about it. Let's see. We do have our Patreon supporters. So, let us talk about them. But before we actually get to talking about them, I do want to say I had mentioned last month that we were going to be doing some mailing out of some stuff. I have not had a chance to get together addresses and such, but do want to let people know that those will be coming as soon as I can. So we want to thank the following Patreon supporters: Navimi, Fandeth, Redzian, Frasley, Erlina, Toasty, Troy, Brock, and Bim. Thank you guys for supporting the show. Really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right. Any shout outs to you guys? Toasty, how about you?
Oh, I didn't even think of it this time around. Oh, you know what? No, I got one. Shout out, Scary Scott. Thanks for joining us for Raid Nights. It's been a lot of fun having you. And I'm sorry I couldn't give you the Titanforge cloak.
You say you're sorry. I don't feel you're sorry in that one.
No, I am legitimately sorry. I felt like I'm not going to be using it until I collect more tier pieces, and that's a piece that he could have used right away.
But you could have given it to him.
No, I can't, because it's an upgrade. I can't trade it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a guild rule, or is that a loot rule?
That's just a loot rule.
Wow, alright. That's odd to me.
Yeah, that's part of the whole personal loot thing. If it's an upgrade for you, you straight up cannot trade it.
Good to know that.
Yeah, it kind of sucked. Like, oh, somebody else could use this wonderful 960 cloak. But no. Oh, well.
How about you, Fan?
I'm going to give a shout-out to Ro for coming on the show last week. And sorry that I didn't make it to hang out with you.
We understand. Babies happen.
It wasn't even anything to do with the baby. It was just me.
I generally assume when stress and life gets to you after having a baby, it's the baby has some part in it, in the culmination. But all right, and my shout out is gonna go to Celestalon. Thank you for all your work on World of Warcraft, and may the Hearthstone team treat you well.
And please forward us the Twitter handle for whoever we need to start blaming for WoW stuff.
Sure, let's do that too. All right. Who wants to do the outro?
I'll grab it.
Okay.
If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATA-WOW-5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com. And if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show over on Twitter at allthingsaz. Medros is at Medros. Vandeath is at Vandeath. I'm at ToastyPostyCan. And you can find the network over at Dawnforge. Join our new Battle.net group at bit.ly/bnetata. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Universe.
Indeed, and we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of...
Christmas? No, yet.
Not quite Christmas. Maybe a world first? We'll see.
Blaming Celestalon. Blaming someone other than Celestalon.
Indeed.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2017. Find us online at thedawnforge.com.